Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and our guests today are the mayor of Huntley and the new special community engagement coordinator, Steve. Welcome to Around Town, gentlemen.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having us.
We're going to tell the folks about what's going on in Huntley right now, but remind you, you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley community radio station. So, Mr. Mayor, what's taking place in Huntley? What are all the new things that are going on?
We can start up on the north end of town and work our way south. We've got a new gas station going in up by Reed Road and 47.
That's Kelly's Mobile?
It's Kelly's Mobile. That's been long awaited for the residents on the north side of town. We start moving south. We're going to get down to the square. We'll touch a little bit on what we've done since we were in the last show. DC Cobbs is open, and the Firehouse Apartments is full. And the Cornell, the former Caddy building, has been leased out, and those have both been great developments for us. Parking lots are all done.
Now, are people actually living in the old Caddy building now?
Absolutely. Both of them are full and didn't take very long to lease out. So that was
that and in
was
doing that, Mr. Mayor, you guys also added extra parking too, correct?
We did. We've got, that's a great segue, Ron. Thank you. We've got right now 573 total parking spots in downtown. So that's pretty much within 900 feet of the middle of the square. We've got 342 spots south of Main Street, 231 spots north of Main, including the First Congregational Church, and then we've got over by the Visitor Center, and then we added a couple, I think we added six spots on Coral Street between Dwyer and 47, and one on Dwyer, and then two in front of DC Cobbs. There was another 10 added there.
So, Mr. Mayor, when the day ever comes that the train station is built and the train comes through town, will there be enough spaces for people taking the commuter train?
The way, and that's just that it's going to be passenger rail, not commuter, so it's only supposed to be two trains a day is what their plan is. It's gone silent again on us. So the parking lot that the village did last year between Parkside and the Cornell, that's where we allowed, you know, that's where the train platform was proposed to go back in 14.
Okay.
And we left that space there. Obviously, with Metra, you know, they came in and saw a huge parking lot there and figured that was going to be, a great addition for them. And I subtly reminded them that we built that for our residents and what we've got going on downtown. And if they would like to help with the cost on that, we would be happy to, you know, have some parking spots. So the whole train issue, I'll just be honest with you, the whole train issue, it's been on and off the table for as long as I can remember. Last train service to Rockford from Chicago was in 1981. Well, so since then, it's been on the table, off the table. We'll see where it goes.
Well, not only that, but they have to rebuild the track. All that work has to be done before they can even think about having the two commuter trains.
Exactly, and that's one thing that got brought up to us last year when the whole splash hit in June or July, that all we're going to get a train stop. And we had a meeting with the powers that be between IDOT, some of our legislators, and Metra, and, you know, actually met downtown, because when you look at it at a map, it's like, oh, traffic won't be a problem. Well, we all know when you're downtown Huntley at 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon.
Right.
The way our traffic flows, it's not the easiest because of the way the tracks run through town.
So before we get to Steve, Mr. Mayor, how about the new developments that are going on and, you know, construction with homes and things like that? What's taking place in the community right now?
Right now we've got M&I Homes, which is just southwest of the Village Hall. I got to look for my number here quick. I think 179 single-family homes going in there.
Wow.
And then Talamore has got two pods. They're finishing up 9 and 10, the last two pods of Talamore. So that's a positive. And, yeah, we're always, you know, we're looking at having balanced development like we have, where we balance our residential, our commercial, and our industrial all at the same time as much as we can.
So when you do that, does that mean you need another firehouse or more police officers, or How does that work as far as that there's growth that's taking place?
The way that our growth has taken place, our forefathers 30 years ago did a pretty good job of setting the table for what we were going to need and taking care of, you know, the plans in place. The school district, that's a question we get all the time, is with all this growth you're bringing as a school district going to need new, you know, more schools. We've actually probably hit the top of that bell curve of where the class sizes are, and it's actually starting to lower down. Like everything, it's cyclical.
Right.
But no, the infrastructure that's been put in place, you know, the one thing we've got going from the village level is we drilled a new well last year that we talked about, and water treatment facilities on plans for, we're getting numbers together on that now and, you know, doing the whole facility next year, this year to the next year. So to be proactive with the growth on that side, we're in good shape. And like I said, all the other services that are needed with it are, I don't want to talk for any other taxing bodies that aren't related with the village, but we're in communication all the time and everything, you know, should be taken care of. It's not like we're going to need to build a whole new school because we've got this growth. We've got the campus system set up, and it's worked all the way around.
And I know you're going to laugh when I say this, but you finally got your Panera.
We did. I'm glad you brought that up. No, that was 10 years in the making, as you well know, and everybody listening probably knows. So last fall, we got Panera opened, and they've been busy, and, you know, things are good there.
Did you take down the sign coming soon?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It was, so.
Well, let's give Steve a chance to talk about it. Steve, special events. What's going on there, Steve?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's already been a busy weekend. We've had our Arbor Day tree planting on Friday this weekend, and then yesterday was our Green and Clean Huntley Day. So it's been a good weekend, kind of a good start to the spring events.
Steve, on Arbor Day, do you make trees available to the residents?
We planted two trees, and then we have a kind of a take-home garden where residents can come and plant an herb garden and then take it home with them. So
great.
Yeah, lots of some new things that we had that this year. That was one of them. And then kind of looking forward here, we have our ladies' night out coming up on Thursday night. That's May 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. So ladies, come on out and visit some of our downtown businesses. They have a raffle that we do where each business will give away a fun item for attendees, whoever wins the raffle. So we have that on Thursday night. And then looking forward a little more into summer, we have our concert on the square. So we have a great lineup this year. Those are Tuesday nights from 7 to 8:30 p.m., starting June 25th and running through August 13th.
Oh, that's great. Once you finish all those events, what else do you kind of sandwich in between there, Steve?
Yeah, there's a variety of different things. You know, after the summer concerts, we have, you know, 4th of July in there. There's Family Fun Day at the Farmer's Market. Obviously, the Farmer's Market will run all through the summer as well. So that starts May 25th, and that'll run through October. And then we'll switch over back into indoor markets for that. So that kind of sandwiches in between some of those events. So we're looking at another busy summer this year.
That's great. And Mr. Mayor, with retail, I know you got a lot of growth going on with retail, plus the big Amazon plant that you got over there by the tollway. Are there more things coming in that area?
There are. Like we let off before with Panera, so going south from Kreitzer Road on 47, the former Burger King building, Taco Jerez, is going to be occupying there. They went in front of the board probably a few months ago, but they're getting what they need to be done there. The Lighthouse Academy is going to be open, daycare on Powers Road east of 47. Then we got Jersey Mike's, J.C. Lick, American Mattress, moving south along with a Wingstop and a couple other, maybe a coffee shop. That one is still, you know, I think the economy might have, they were in and then kind of backed out a little bit. And now I heard there might be something, but so that's there for, you know, just the coffee shop part of it. And then Chipotle down by the south end by the hotel that everybody sees being built. The other thing is with Amazon, both facilities are up and running and are performing well. So that's positive to our village as well.
Mr. Mayor, is there any status with the restaurant that's down there by Amazon, you know, the old restaurant that's by the Ford dealer?
Yeah, we don't have any update on that. The owners of the restaurant haven't been in front of us to put a new one in. So it's, you know, we're always reaching out, trying to figure out if they've got a plan for something and what that would be. And we haven't heard much lately. So as soon as we do, I'll let you know.
Okay. And a lot of your growth is moving towards the south end of town. Is that correct?
Yes.
And as you move south of town, then how about your roadways, things like that? Any concerns about traffic and adjustments that have to be made?
No, we're in pretty good shape with how our development was planned over the last 30 years. You know, with 47, I mean, you look at that now and it's, you know, the main part that we widened through town, that was 13 years ago already that we widened 47. So when the development by Del Webb started down south where that widening occurred originally, you know, that's going right around 20 years, if not more. So like as the infrastructure's in place, it's, you know, comes down to maintenance. And I had a meeting with IDOT last week, actually. And, you know, I've had residents say, oh, 47's pretty rough from Freeman north to Kreitzer. And it's on their plans and 5-year plan to probably resurface that. Won't be a full reconstruct because it doesn't need it. But then when they go through the list from their end of state roads in our region that need to be addressed, and you hear what they say there, all of a sudden, you know, Route 47 isn't quite that bad.
Well, it seems the northbound lane on 47, that area, is the roughest. Southbound's not too bad, but it's the northbound lane that needs it. But that's the old asphalt that's there yet.
It is. They reconstructed that when they put it in. But there again, we're 25 years down the road since that happened, so it's getting to be time.
Steve will get a kick out of this. You know, when you say 30 years ago, you realize that I moved in my plant in Huntley in 1990, so you're aging me right now. You know that, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, and I was 14, and I remember that.
You had to throw that out, right? Thanks a lot, buddy.
You're not aging, I am.
Okay. What about what's Venture Park?
Venture Park is the 700,000 square foot building down by 47 and Jim Damer Drive that Venture One did as a spec building. They've got a tenant, I believe, that should be coming pretty soon. We don't have all the details on it, but that's one where they waited for the correct tenant to be in there. Like I said, it was built on spec. Not just the first one that came along. So when that information's solid, it'll be more forthcoming, but it'll be good.
You talked about new family, single-family homes. Is that the Fieldstone project?
That is Fieldstone with M&I Homes. That's right behind Village Hall. The other one, two we've got is, I forgot to mention earlier, Cider Grove East on Dundee Road. The last phase of that's finishing up. And also, like I said, Lennar, the last two pods.
And how about that mixed-use development that's over the southeast corner of 47 and Powers?
That's going to be, that's in front of us conceptually for to infill from Powers Road up to the hotel. And there's been conceptual talks of the mixed use with apartments and commercial corridor along the front. So where the commercial would be behind Culver's and where Lighthouse Academy is, that whole stretch down to the hotel. And then some multifamily component behind it. But like I said, that's just in the conceptual stages right now.
So is this going to be apartments or condominiums, Mr. Mayor?
Apartments is what they've proposed in their, you know, in their original presentation to us.
Yeah, it's a nice layout, nice looking buildings.
Yeah, it's there were some comments from the board when they came in front of us conceptually of you know, some things to consider, and now the next step is for them to go from us to planning and zoning, and then back to the village board for final approval. We're in that process now. So,
when you do the Regency Square, how large is that development?
The Regency Square development's going to be 48 acres. That's actually in front of us tonight for final consideration, where there's going to be duplexes on the west side that butts up to Neighborhood 7 and Del Webb, and then urban townhomes around the perimeter by Sass Parkway, and then the traditional townhomes on the inside. The one thing that I'll say, you know, about this development or any other that I look at when we bring one to the table is, not only does the growth have to pay for itself, as we talked about earlier with our infrastructure and the other taxing bodies, there's got to be a community development, that there's something coming from this development that the community needs. And then there's got to be another aspect that's a positive for our community outside of the development aspect. And this project covers some of that. With this, there's proposed a 3-acre dog park, which we don't have, which residents have been, you know, asking us for, and it will be Park District will own that, so it'll be open to all residents, not just this development. There's some infrastructure along the roads around the perimeter of that development that are going to be getting taken care of that are long overdue, that were held on the private side. Princeton's not a public road right now. It's held with their association, so that's going to be part of it. And Regency Square getting extended from where Deer Path ends now all the way out to Sass Parkway, which is a huge addition for our fire department. When I met with them on this development, to have another access point to get west of town from the station that's right there.
Now, have you picked a builder for that already, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Lennar is the ones that are purchasing the property. They've got the contract purchase, and they're the ones going through the development process with us, and it will be owned product, not rented. That was one of the things that this has been a little controversial topic pretty much my whole term. We're 3 years in, and there was some rental units proposed originally, actually 2 years ago, and it didn't meet the criteria that we wanted to see from the village then, so it didn't go any farther. So when this came up and we heard our residents loud and clear what they were looking for, you know, with some of the issues that they had with the apartments or the rental part, when Lennar came and wanted to do an owned product, I think it fits. You know, it's the one part where I'll go back to the same thing you just asked with the development before, with the apartments and the multifamily that goes to the other side of 47. Is one thing that we're lacking is the multifamily component, where we got the generation of our hometown kids that went to school here, grew up here, went to college, and now they're back, whether they're teachers, they're working at the hospital, whatever jobs they have. We don't have a place right now where it's affordable for our own kids to come back home.
Okay.
And that's part of what I think this project could be, along with, like we talked about before, with the mixed use on the other side of 47 that's conceptual, is I think we got to look big picture and not be short-sighted that we've got something to offer everybody.
Well, the parents and grandparents that are out there, when you hear something that affordable for young kids, that's really important, because so many of them are priced out of the market. So it's kind of nice to have that available for them.
Right. And that's, I mean, the other part I look when, you know, we talk with Lennar and other developers, you know, that have had similar interests. There's a market, and I don't quite understand it, but I'm going to age myself here. There's a bunch of need for people that, I mean, with our lifestyles the way they are, go, go, go. They don't want to cut grass. They don't want to push snow. They want to have amenities for where they're at, and here's what it is, and it's not the you know, the single family home on an acre lot isn't for everybody anymore. So it's like I said, it's a diversified need that we don't offer right now that I think is a positive for our village.
So that being the case then, Steve, that means that when you're having different events, you're now thinking about gearing events for a population that's of a different age group.
Right, right, yep. And I think our goal is to cater to, you know, everyone in the community. We have such a broad range of different people and their interests and what they're interested in and things. So to try to do some events for young families is great. And then also some for you know, Delweb residents or the older population as well.
You mean like the senior folks, like the mayor? I had to throw that in because I know he'll be teasing me the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, it gives you a challenge, Steve, to be able to come up with some new ideas, because that's part of it. You know, it's just not the standard things you've been doing, but what are the new things you're bringing to the table for this population? And you got this growth going on, so you have to look at all the age groups now.
Right, right. And we're constantly looking at what have we done in the past, what worked well, and how can we continue to improve on what we're doing and try to think of some new things and fill some of those gaps too. So I think it's a constantly evolving thing for special events and something that I look forward to, you know, kind of a challenge of thinking outside the box and coming up with some new ideas.
Well, that's important because that's what you need to have to make it a worthwhile community.
I just got to add one thing for Steve. When we filled his position, there was a lot of applicants that I think didn't realize the whole aspect of what it takes to do his job. Steve is actually an intern right out of college in this position, and he started this position in another community to the east. And when he applied in Huntley and I looked at his resume, that was one thing that attracted me to when we were doing our interviews was the experience that he had. And one thing, just like with our development and everything else that goes on, you always want to take it to the next level and have it be better than it was. And that's one thing that I'm confident with Steve brings to the table is he's got the experience, the knowledge, and just a good guy.
Good.
That I'm looking forward to good things with him. So.
Well, Steve, you want to keep a copy of this show, so if he ever gives you a hard time, say, remember when you said this, Mr.
Absolutely,
Mayor?
Absolutely, yeah.
So keep a copy for yourself, right? Well, we want to thank both of you for being here today, Mr. Mayor and Steve, the new community engagement coordinator. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Remember, go to huntleyradio.com and click on shows. We'll be there. Until next time, folks, have a great day.